dollars. In 1965, a CEO in a major U.S. company made 24 times the average worker's wage. 10 years later, it was 35 times more. By 1989, it was 71 times more. And then it exploded in the 90s. By the year 2000, a CEO of a major U.S. company made 300 times more than the average American worker. That number dropped with the stock market in 2002, but not enough to turn those titans into paupers. And by last year, executive pay had rebounded and climbed to 344 times the average American salary.
Bosses of the world unite, let us save the day. Malcontents without 5 cents want us to cut our pay. We only make 500 times as much as our average worker drones. We work just as hard, and we too sometimes need to paint our homes. The pressures are incredible, and no one seems to care. We moved our plants to Haiti, and now we have to move from there. They're clamoring for more than a dollar a day from Malaysia to Mexico. At that rate, pretty soon there'll be no place for us to go. Bosses of the world unite, don't just sit there, fight, fight, fight. Don't be trampled by the masses, they think they can kick our asses.
Well, that was Bosses of the World Unite, a CEO fight song courtesy of BlueCanyonSatire.com and American satirist Jim Turr. Stay with us. The news is next. And in our next half hour, we'll introduce you to a pair of super committed seniors who've got more than a century of Canadian politics behind them. This is The Current on CBC Radio 1.